And so now we'll begin with Reverend Diane Bernay and Reverend Teresa Tomlinson, and they will read a quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 5.
Certain people have been assigned to each of God's teachers, and they will begin to look for him as soon as he has answered the call. They were chosen for him because the form of the universal curriculum that he will teach is best for them in view of their level of understanding.
His pupils have been waiting for him, for his coming is certain. Again, it is only a matter of time. Once he is chosen to fulfill his role, they are ready to fulfill theirs. Time waits on his choice, but not on whom he will serve. When he is ready to learn, the opportunities to teach will be provided for him.
Reverend Lorendi Ruiz will now share the following from A Course in Miracles text, page 28.
You can do much on behalf of your healing and that of others. If in a situation calling for help, you think of it this way: I am here only to be truly helpful. I'm here to represent him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because he who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal.
And then from chapter 6 in the Course in Miracles, titled The Lessons in Love, page 99, Reverend Deb Fee, Reverend Lori DeJulian, and Reverend Grace Vivian will read.
You cannot teach what you have not learned, and what you teach, you strengthen in yourself because you are sharing it. Every lesson you are learning, that is why you must teach only one lesson. If you are to be conflict-free yourself, you must learn only from the Holy Spirit and teach only by Him.
I said before, teach only love, for that is what you are. Only by teaching it can you learn it. As you teach, so you will learn. If that is true, and it is true indeed, do not forget that what you teach is teaching you.
An idea that you share, you must learn. It awakens in your mind through the conviction of teaching it. Everything you teach, you are learning. Teach only love, and learn that love is yours.
The candidates will now speak their commitment together aloud before the witnesses present. So our three candidates, please take your phones off of mute. I'll give you a moment. And I'm going to ask you to please repeat after me. And it sounds a little funny because we're on the phone, but it is really beautiful to hear your three voices joining together and sharing your commitment. So please repeat after me. As a Pathways of Light minister,
as a Pathways of Light minister,
I gladly choose to follow Holy Spirit's lead. I am willing to go within.
I am willing to go within.
Listen and be guided by Spirit. It is a blessing to be a part of the awakening. By being a light in this world. And to help others to go within. And access their own inner wisdom.
and access their own inner wisdom.
Thank you, candidates. Now please put your phones back on mute. And now, candidates, please close your eyes and silently add whatever you wish to your commitment to spirit as an ordained ministerial counselor. You will have a couple of minutes to communicate with spirit silently. And to all the witnesses present, you may like to use this time of silence to tune in and reflect upon your commitment to the eternal spirit within you. I will be silent now for 2 minutes. And you may wish to keep your eyes closed as Reverend Robin Singler and Reverend Lori DeJulian will share a quote from A Course in Miracles, page 433.
Once you accept his plan as the one function that you would fulfill, there will be nothing else the Holy Spirit will not arrange for you without your effort. He will go before you, making straight your path and leaving in your way no stone to trip on and no obstacle to bar your way.
Nothing you need will be denied you. Not one seeming difficulty but will melt away before you reach it. You need take thought for nothing, careless of everything except the only purpose you would fulfill. As that was given you, so will its fulfillment be. God's guarantee will hold against all obstacles, for it rests on certainty and not on contingency. It rests on you. And what can be more certain than the Son of God?
Now each of the ordained ministerial candidates will share with the group. And we'll begin with Erica. So, Erica, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off of mute.
Thank you, Deborah. This is not an end, but a beginning. Our study of A Course in Miracles and its fundamental truth has been a wonder-filled, joyful exploration. I do know where my path will ultimately take me, though I don't know how it will take me there, and this is perfect. Divine imagination knows. And when I am in alignment with her, our way is only peaceful, lovely, and easy. To my fellow explorers, I am grateful to have shared this experience with you all. I love you all. Amen.
Thank you, Erica. And now, Russell, can you please share what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor? Please take yourself off mute.
Ordination feels like both an ending and a beginning. To me, it represents the end of a year I chose to dedicate to quietness and communion with the unseen world of spirit, while at the same time interacting as a body in the physical world. But the ordination also represents a beginning, and that it is also an invitation to, in each instant, loose the world from all I thought it was, trust the unseen more than the seen, and spend each moment living with spirit as spirit, realizing we are both student and teacher, counselor and counselee with everyone we meet. And I'm complete.
Thank you, Russell. And Sean, can you please share what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor? Please take yourself off mute.
What this means to me as an ordained ministerial counselor is that this journey is about believing in myself, risking curiosity, wonder, spontaneous delight, and a continued journey that always reveals my higher self. It's part of both being love for oneself, which reflects on oneness, that I have the opportunity to not be the grain of sand on the beach, yet the entire beach. The opportunity of connecting with amazing beings, Erica, Russell, Lorette, or Julian, or Lori, whom I love dearly and honor, all the facilitators that allowed us to be part of this incredible journey is pieces of gratitude. Some key components for me were some beautiful words spoken about opinion changes as my awakening unfolds. More of spirit and less of us. Personality versus spirituality. And I believe it was Reverend Deborah Joy that said, I can't wait to see what happens because of this experience, and I can hardly wait to see the good that comes from this. As a teacher, as a student, and as a fellow traveler, and I am complete.
Thank you, Sean. And it's Mary Stolting who says that all the time, and then I share it with others, that I can hardly wait to see the good that will come of this. And that's something Mary Stolting always says, no matter what is happening. Well, sending a big hug to each of you, and thank you for sharing what's in your heart for today. Now, Reverend Lorendi Rue, Reverend Teresa Tomlinson, and Reverend Grace Vivian will read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 72.
And now, in all your doings, be you blessed. God turns to you for help to save the world. Teacher of God, his thanks he offers you, and all the world stands silent in the grace you bring from him.
You are the son he loves, and it is given you to be the means through which his voice is heard around the world, to close all things of time, to end the sight of all things visible, and to undo all things that change. Through you is ushered in a world unseen, unheard, yet truly there.
Holy are you, and in your light, the world reflects your holiness, for you are not alone and friendless. I give thanks to you and join in your efforts on behalf of God, knowing they are on my behalf as well, and for all those who walk to God with me. Amen.
We will now begin the anointing. Please hold your applause until after all three of the candidates have been anointed and guests have shared. Thank you. And we're going to begin with Sean Weisner, and he will be anointed by Reverend Lori DeJulian.
In your ministry, Sean, being a compassionate guide is not simply about going through the motions or checking off tasks on a to-do list. It's a calling from God himself that can be both exhilarating and daunting at times. But remember, you are never alone on this journey. The Holy Spirit walks with you every step of the way, guiding and empowering you to do extraordinary things. Remember your inspiration of St. Francis, who said, "Preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. Let your actions speak louder than any words ever could, showing love and compassion to those who need it most. Trust in the power of God working through you, transforming your ministry into something remarkable that leaves a lasting impact on those around you. Keep the faith and know that you are exactly where God wants you to be, fulfilling your purpose as a compassionate guide for others seeking guidance along their spiritual path." Sean, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Sean, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now, I am asking the Holy Spirit for sharing for you. And I already shared. So I now introduce everyone to Reverend Sean Weissner.
Thank you, Reverend Lori. And now, Russell Simmons will be anointed by Reverend Grace Vivian.
Russell, please picture us standing facing each other with my thumb on your forehead. I anoint you, Russell, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I share these words given me by the Holy Spirit for you. In our study together, Russell, I've seen you grow in wisdom and emotional flexibility. Your willingness to root out the darker spots holding you back in life are admirable, and you've been rewarded by gaining new balance in your important relationships. I have seen you be inspired with Spirit's help to go beyond to places you might have feared prior to this year's work. I see you moving forward in your life now as Holy Spirit continues to guide you to the people and places who need your experiences, wisdom, revelations, and lessons learned. These experiences, though unexpected, will carry great rewards. You will be blessed as you bless others, as I've been blessed by working with you. Thank you for allowing me to share this part of the journey with you. Through this ceremony, by this anointing, you are empowered to go where Spirit wants you to go, to do what Spirit wants you to do, to say what Spirit wants you to say and to whom. You go forth from today as a minister of God in the unique way that you, Russell Simmons, are meant to share that experience. And so it is. I'm complete.
And Grace, can you introduce Russell as a reverend to us?
Absolutely. I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Russell Simmons.
Yay. Thank you, Reverend Grace. Okay, and now Erica Stevens will be anointed by me, Reverend Deborah Joy Bredekin. So, Erica, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Erica, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light, and now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Erica, you have been such a joy and a blessing to walk side by side with in this journey. You have such a deep commitment to understanding the Course in Miracles principles and then living those principles. I've seen a lot of miracles, a lot of change in perceptions, a lot of extensions of love. That you've been able to experience during going through the courses in steps 1 to 3. You are a light and a blessing to everyone who crosses your path in everything you do in your daily organization that you are a part of, your non-for-profit organization, in your friendships with others, in anyone that you meet, your neighbors, everyone. I've seen you just share that beautiful light and love. And I see how awesome you've been at seeing the Christ in everyone. That's really all that we're supposed to do, is just see the love and light in everyone. And you do that so wonderfully, just beautiful. You're amazing. I know that Spirit will have wonderful plans for you. Spirit's already having you do wonderful things. And again, it's just that love and light that you spread every moment with everyone. And I want to thank you for having me be a part of your journey, that I could walk side by side with you. I've been very blessed and very grateful. And my heart is full of love for you. And I now want to introduce to everyone present, Reverend Erica Stevens. And so now I invite any of our guests present to share. Please say your name before you share, and then please say complete so we know you're done sharing. And remember to take yourself off mute. So the call is open now to anyone who'd like to take themselves off mute and share about any one of our candidates. Well, this is Reverend Deborah Joy, and I want to share that it's been wonderful to go through step four with Sean, Russell, and Erica. And it's really been amazing that Spirit brought the three of them together. They're all different, but they're like three little peas in a pod. They're all very committed, very organized, really dug deep into their homework assignments. Their sharings were very deep and thoughtful. And I've seen them create a really wonderful bond, the three of them. And it's just a blessing that the Pathways family will have all three of them, Russell and Sean and Erica. And to see the transformation that I saw in step four with Russell and Sean, just in step four, I wasn't their facilitators in one and three, but I saw a lot of transformation in four for them. And of course I had Erica all through one to four. So again, what a blessing to be with all three of you. And I'm complete for who would like to share next.
My name is John Vivian. I just wanted to commend Russell for understanding that he was worth the effort to enter into this discipline. I'm really proud of you, Russell.
Are you done sharing?
Yes. I missed that cue. Sorry. I'm
That's
done.
Okay.
Over.
We don't want to interrupt you. Okay. Who would like to share next?
This is Mary Stolting. And it has been such a pleasure to hear you three, Sean, Russell, and Erica, to hear about your commitment to joining with others in this great awakening that we're experiencing now. And I'm just filled with joy that just to witness all of your sharing and to welcome you through part of the Pathways of Life family. I'm done.
Now, this is Reverend Teresa, Erica, Russell, and Sean. Congratulations. I just want to say it was wonderful to share some of this journey with you and how much I truly appreciated your insightful and wise sharing throughout our sessions. So I wish you all the best and that your ministries bring you abundant blessings and joy wherever they lead you, and because we are truly blessed to have you among us. Thank you. Congratulations. I'm complete.
Thank
This is Reverend Diane Bernier. Congratulations. It was a pleasure and a blessing to be part of Step 4 with you. And congratulations on your new ministry journey. I am happy for you. I'm done.
Is there anyone else who would like to share? Okay. Well, then, we at Pathways of Light are truly, truly blessed to have these three new ministers joining our community, our family. And again, want to say congratulations to Reverend Erica Stevens. Congratulations to Reverend Russell Simmons, and congratulations to Reverend Sean Wisner. You are now Pathways of Light ordained ministerial counselors. Everyone, please take your phones off mute, and we're going to give them a big applause. So please take your phones off of mute, and let's all clap. Yay!
Yay!
Woo-hoo. And so being a minister can mean many things, but what it means most of all is that it's in every action that we do. Everything we say and everything we do, it comes from love, and that is what our ministry is. And so our hearts are filled with gratitude for all the beautiful sharing we've had on this call, and thank you to everyone for being a part of this ordination. This now concludes our ceremony, and you may hang up now. Thank you again for being here. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you.